The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Happy Sunday, by the way.
Happy Sunday. How you feeling?
Yeah.
Have you got any struggles from the weekend for Sunday struggles?
Where do I begin?
Oh, okay.
Where do I begin?
That's true.
I was left alone at brunch for a better part of an hour.
Oh, that's a lie.
By my close friends. Or so I thought they were my close friends.
Please.
But they're, yeah.
You'd been sitting there for 5 minutes, and you know how I know that? Because there wasn't a plate of food in front of you when I got there.
So I didn't have to wait very long.
Yeah, I was like, he mustn't have been here for a while because he still hasn't got any food yet.
Little did you know, I'd already eaten a plate of food.
They cleared it. Hilarious.
We did the brunch, you and I down there, bunch of our mates. That was good fun.
I've got a bit of a Sunday struggle today.
Well, was it just then? You're on the phone to the insurance company.
Yeah,
that seemed like
that's
a struggle.
A secondary struggle.
What's going on with you?
Oh, I just have to. Anyway, that's a different story. But this one. So I hope he's not listening. Kiwi Jamie, my partner.
Right.
It's his birthday on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to get him for his birthday, but I did know that there was a golf bag that he really liked.
Sure.
And I knew where it was, and I knew the kind of design that would be on it because he's so into camouflage. He loves camouflage everything.
Well, he's a hunter.
He's a hunter.
He shoots ducks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to said golf club and I went to their pro shop and I'm in there and everything is in these beautiful blacks and whites and reds. And
executive
lovely.
Style.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And then you see on the top shelf, like away in the corner from some like places you can't stretch to because no one would probably buy it.
Okay.
Is the one I know that Kiwi Jamie wants.
Yeah.
It's this camouflage, kind of like, think Duck Dynasty.
You sent a picture of it to me on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. So it's like green and black and brown.
I think it looks cool.
And then it's got ping in like fluorescent orange.
Right.
And that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm struggling with it. It's my Sunday struggle because I know that he wants it, but I don't really like it, but I know that that's what he wants for his birthday, so I'm going to get it for him.
Okay, hold on. Let's slow it down. Are
you struggling with my struggle?
My Sunday struggle is me trying to understand this. You've got him what he wanted for his birthday.
Yes.
What's the problem?
Because I know, like, I even sent it to you guys on the chat, you and producer Layla, and even producer Layla was like, that is hideous. And so I know that people are going to be looking at it going, that's pretty ugly. And then they're going to be like, oh, nice bag, Jamie. And Jamie's going to be like, thanks. Natalie got it for me.
No, come on.
Like it was okay. My taste.
I think that you guys are very confused, you and producer Layla, with what it is. It's a golf bag. It's not a handbag.
Yeah, it's a golf bag.
So it's going to be on the golf course.
Yes.
He's not going to be walking around with it in Dubai Mall.
Yeah, I know.
And people are going to go, oh, look at that guy's ugly handbag. It's not like that. It's a golf bag. It's going to be on the golf course. People are fine with that.
You think?
Absolutely.
I don't know. The golf courses around Dubai are pretty haughty-taughty.
They are.
So they all go for the slick black, the clean white.
Yeah.
I don't see any colour on the golf course.
I am struggling with this because you've got a gift for someone that they wanted, but you're not happy with it because people are going to say, that looks ugly, and he's going to blame it on you, all hypothetically?
Correcto.
Wow.
Hey, but I did get, you know how you get those little, the toys that go on the, I guess it's the real fat golf club, whatever that's called.
The driver, the sock that goes over the driver?
Yeah. Yeah. I got him a camel one. So it's a camel's head, like a fluffy toy camel head.
Yeah.
And it goes over the driver into the camouflage bag.
And you're more worried about the bag.
Yeah.
It'd be that I'd be worried
with. I thought, hey, we're there. We just need to take it further.
Let's make this uglier somehow. All right.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Yeah, we're talking Sunday struggles as well. Pricey's struggling with, among many struggles with your partner, Kiwi Jamie Pricey.
Oh, please. We don't struggle at all.
No.
It just when it comes to camouflage anything, I struggle with everything.
Yeah, Kiwi Jamie loves camo. You've bought him he's not listening. He wanted it anyway.
Yeah, he did want it. So, I hope he's not listening as well because I feel bad saying that I don't like it. But it's not mine, I guess.
Yeah, you bought him a golf bag.
It's a camouflage golf bag with, like, fluorescent orange writing on it.
And
the stick bits that hold it up, they're fluorescent orange as well.
But the issue with you is that you think that people are going to say, oh, that's really ugly, Kiwi Jamie, and he's going to say, yeah, Pricey got it for me.
Yeah. So it's like my taste. It's not. It's not my taste.
Right. Well, we're getting your struggles on 4009. Kim is on. Struggle's real for you, Kim?
The struggle is very real. 12 weeks of maternity leave.
Yeah.
Had a little cry on the way to work this morning and got myself there in the end.
After 12 weeks of maternity leave, you had to go back to work today.
Yeah.
Wow. That struggle is real.
Yeah. You poor thing. I feel really bad now because I was complaining about work today, coming in this afternoon. I was like, oh.
He's had 2 days off.
I'll happily swap.
And you want us to send you grape juice. What's going on there?
Just wanted a bit of grape juice. Yeah. And I think I might have that with my steak.
Yeah, good girl. Never too early for it.
Nice work, Kim. Well, hopefully the rest of your work day will go quicker.
Yeah,
welcome back.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Who's so excited to be chatting with these guys. Raise the roof for Mumford and Sons. So excited to see Mumford and Sons playing this year at the 2017 Formula One Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. This is the Yas Alam after race concerts that are happening. By the way, you've got to get your tickets. They've got the all new Golden Circle upgrade package happening this year, and you can get the best access right up the front. You can get all the details at yasmarinacircuit.com or 800-YAS. Mumford and Sons are going to be playing there. They're going to be joining Pink, Kendrick Lamar, Calvin Harris, Ted from Mumford & Sons join us. What a lineup you guys are playing with, Ted.
That's pretty cool. We've crossed paths with Kendrick Lamar quite a few times because we've been doing all festivals and stuff this summer. And he's pretty awesome. His record gets played a lot on our bus. So yeah, he's pretty cool. And that's a good company. That's like party vibe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's going to get rowdy.
Yeah.
You were just talking about how you've got Kendrick Lamar on in the bus. What else is your hype music?
I mean, if I told you, you just wouldn't believe me. I could say, I mean, I might as well just say, we've got Winston in our band, who has developed a recent obsession with techno. So we actually listen to quite a lot of techno before we go on stage. So lots of techno. I listen to mostly Big Thief at the moment. Have you heard that record?
Big Thief.
No. Well, who's that?
Big Thief. I mean, I don't actually know anything about it. She's got a record called Capacity, which I've just been listening to nonstop.
Oh, I'm going to have to write that down.
That and lots of weird old jazz music.
So. All right. Well, there's a hot tip. Right, hold on. Yeah, I'll write that down.
Yeah, we're writing all this down because we want to get into the head.
We work at a commercial radio station. Okay. We have awful taste in music.
I know. I'm like waiting. I'm waiting for the pop. Oh, yeah. No, there was no pop.
Got Ted on the line from Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened in your latest Instagram post. You said it was only a matter of time and it looks like a turned over vehicle. What happened?
Oh, I forget people are going to see that. I moved to the countryside and I've really taken to sort of forest activities. I do a lot of like moving wood around, and to help me on my rounds, I have a ATV, it's like a quad with a roof and a tipper on the back, and it's quite powerful. And I was practicing donuts on a hill,
as you do,
which isn't something I recommend.
No.
And I rolled it.
By the way, that kind of thing, like four-wheeling quad biking, is massive here.
It is.
Anyway,
oh, you're
going
to love it.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
With all the sand dunes.
Oh, you're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah, just make sure you've got proper health coverage before you get over, if that's kind of what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just looking out for you, Ted. Yeah. We're looking out for you.
Picture,
yeah.
Well, we got your back.
I've been hearing just now about the weather and how it's sort of like now only 30 degrees to like 50 degrees.
But you'll still be hot up there, so
yeah. You
might have to bust out some shorts.
I don't really have the legs for shorts.
Oh, really?
I know.
But I'll.
Harry feels your pain. He's got skinny legs.
Thanks.
Yeah, the problem is they're just so white as well. It's because I'm trapped in this cycle of not being able to ever wear shorts. My legs are so effectively white and like see-through.
Yeah.
But they just hurt people's eyes whenever they're...
Everyone be like, oh, look at Mumford and Sons and look at the glow sticks up there.
Yeah.
That's amazing. One last question, Ted, all your Mumfordians probably already know this already, but I don't. How did Mumford and Sons, the name of your band, come about?
Yeah, I mean, like, we kind of wanted to sound a bit like a family business. We're obviously not related, and Marcus is not our dad, just to clarify for anyone who wasn't
sure. Right, that was on there too.
We kind of like how quaint it sounds, I suppose. But
yeah,
hey,
like
Coldplay, you two, like, what the hell? Like, what is the band name? It's like the hardest thing in the world. It's harder to write songs
Well, look, we thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed chatting with you, Ted. And we'll see you guys rocking out with Calvin Harris, Pink, Kendrick Lamar. Tickets, yasmarinacircuit.com. We'll see you guys out here in...
on the 25th.
Pretty soon. That's nice one.
That's enough time to actually get a good tan.
Good call,
Pricey. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, cool. I'll get my base tan rocking.
Get the base tan rocking.
In Iceland. Lakes. That's where we are this weekend.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, go out early? I don't know. Thank you, Ted.
We'll chat soon, Ted.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Pricey Scandal.
So House of Cards producers are considering killing off Kevin Spacey's character to keep the show moving forward.
Pricey, you don't stop, do you?
What?
Spoiler alert.
That's not a spoiler alert. That's not happening yet. They're just considering it.
What else are they going to do, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there was an article in Variety published over the weekend saying that they may concentrate on his equally manipulative partner, Claire, who is played by Robin Wright Penn.
Totally.
So they're just working that out now. Netflix show producers are actually looking through Kevin Spacey's contract to see if they're legally able to move forward without him, you know, in it. Because obviously he may have a stipulation in there. Yeah, so we're just waiting. They're waiting to see that, and then we'll know whether there's another House of Cards or not.
Oh, I've only seen maybe season one, I think. And I'd be more than happy just to move forward with Claire, the character. Yep. I think she's vice president or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I am awesome.
Too. Someone who you couldn't live without was Elaine on Seinfeld, right? Mm. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she was amazing, right? We love her.
Incredible.
Yeah, so apparently the role could have potentially gone to Rosie O'Donnell.
Ugh.
Yep, and it also could have gone to Megan Mullally from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
So Jerry Seinfeld was talking to Howard Stern about it and all about the casting process. Take a listen.
Rosie O'Donnell.
She did come in and read.
Yes. Yes. Because you admired her stand-up, right?
Yes. Yeah, she's funny. Yeah.
And she didn't get it, or she turned it down?
She didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
Yeah. You know who was very close was Megan Mullally.
Really?
We liked her a lot.
And what happened? She auditioned before?
Julia came in.
And Julia blew everyone away.
Yeah.
So good. I couldn't imagine it without Julia.
I was just thinking that. Like, you just can't imagine it. By the way, how much would it have sucked with Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, yeah, totally. Ugh. It wouldn't have been what it is now, for sure.
Stand her.
But you know, you told me this. Julia Louis-Dreyfus doesn't even have to act or work. She's like heiress to a billionaire empire.
Heiress to some kind of confectionery fortune in the States. And I think they actually wrote that into a character on the show.
No, really?
Yeah, they used her story and wrote it into
the show.
That's great. But I think her and Megan Mullally,
yeah.
I think they went to college together.
Did they?
Yeah.
Same level.
When I say think, I do know all this because, you know, I've read into all this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with it.
It's deep in there.
Yeah.
Right in there, but I just can't pluck it out with confidence.
Yeah, I know. Story of my life, Pricey.
And finally, Kelly Clarkson. She's been married for almost 4 years now, and like a lot of us, she forgets her anniversary. Lucky she's got so many loyal fans around the world who can remind her. Take a listen.
Celebrated your anniversary, didn't you?
We did, and we forgot.
You forgot your anniversary?
We have forgotten 2 out of 4 of our anniversaries. But the great thing about us is we collectively do it. Like, it's not like one of us forgets and one of us remembers. We both epically fail because we're always very busy.
When did you remember?
The morning when everyone on Twitter is like, happy anniversary. You're like, oh, God.
So good, right?
I love that.
I know, but lucky she's got the fans to remind her. That's good.
Yeah, how good's that? You just wake up every morning, there's a tweet. Well, I would love it.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Listen up. This will only take a second.
Harry and Pricey's 1 second song.
We want to send you off to the Dubai Creek Golf and Yacht Club with 500 dirhams to spend. We're celebrating the Dubai Pre-Owned Boat Show happening this weekend at Dubai Creek Marina.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on down there too. Restaurants, bars, that kind of thing. Well, food and bars.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the cash for you. You just had to identify what this song was from only a second of it. Which I thought was super easy today. And then Pricey pretty much finished the song for you anyway. So the point of this whole game is.
Melbeth and Kat.
Hey, girls.
Hiya.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, yeah.
It's Melbeth and Kat. We're good. So what are you guys up to? There's 3 of you in the car there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah? Doing what? Up to no good.
We're driving back to Abu Dhabi.
Oh, really? Any road rage or you're good? You're safe?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You good?
Yes, road rager. Yes, the, safety.
The driver isn't speaking. Yeah, yeah.
the driver isn't speaking to us. Sounds like a normal road trip to Abu Dhabi.
It does. Well done, guys. You've just scored 5. Oh, no. Have you told us what the song is yet? No, you haven't.
Yeah, what's the song?
Oh, it's What Lovers Do by Maroon 5.
There you go.
With such confidence, too. Well done, guys.
You know how Shaina goes, ooh, ooh, been wishing for you? I thought it was something completely different.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Your mind is permanently in the gutter, isn't it? Isn't it, Pricey?
Mel, Beth and Kat, you got 500 dirhams to spend at the Dubai Creek Golf and Yacht Club.
Yeah, it's great. Sounds like you're driving a bus to Abu Dhabi.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
I learned something about how the adult brain reflects on nostalgia on the weekend.
What did your adult brain do on the weekend?
This is how much my life is a ball of fire, Pricey. Mm. So last night, started watching a new show called The Sinner.
Yeah.
With Jessica Biel. Outstanding,
by the way. Is this on Netflix?
No.
Oh, you just watched it willy-nilly.
Yeah, just...
Gotcha.
Just did one of those.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, yeah. Started watching that because it was a bit of a heavy show, pretty full-on on the murder. I thought, you know what? Need a bit of light in my life at the same time. So I started to do that little Lego kit that I got the other day. When was the last time I played with Lego? 30 years ago, probably?
Maybe,
25 years ago? Yeah.
Probably.
It was a lovely little kit of a little farmer in a garden.
Oh, how lovely. So that sounds smashing.
It was. So started putting that together. I came to the realization pretty soon enough why I stopped playing with Lego as a child.
Did it hurt the bottom of your feet?
Well, not only that. I don't know what goes wrong, but if you drop Lego, they don't just land in a neat little pile. They scatter to the most isolated corners of the house.
They do.
So I spent half the time trying to find little bits of Lego that were everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you find this, Lego builders out there. If you have a large block of Lego and you have another smaller block stuck in the middle of the Lego, you can't get it out.
Oh, you're in a Lego conundrum.
You're in a conundrum.
Yeah.
So I walk over to the kitchen with my little Lego piece because I had to get it off because I'd obviously read the instructions wrong as well. That was another part. Yeah. So convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over there and I go, I'm going to get a knife and get this out. And my adult brain was telling me, this is a bad idea. This is going to go awfully.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other part of my adult brain was saying, you know what? You're an adult. The last time you played with Lego, you were probably quite clumsy. You've got this. I didn't have it. And I sliced my thumb open pretty badly. I'm all right now.
There was
Lego all over the floor.
Blood all over the... Was there blood everywhere?
Blood all over the floor. Oh. Watching this show. It was an awful night.
Did you finish the garden?
Yeah, I finished the garden.
You know what? You know what? Actually, if you work for Lego, if you're listening to this and you work for Lego...
Shame on you.
Stand by. You are about to get an Andrew Harrison email. And they are not fun. But he will complain and he will talk about it and it will be 5 pages long and it probably only needs to be 5 lines long, but it's coming. That's all I'm going to say.
I've got the draft one already.
It's
4 pages already. Yeah.
It probably took you 5 hours because of the thumb.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Well, we thought that producer Layla was actually over in London stalking Harry Styles, but in fact she was visiting Queen Liz.
Old pal Liz even.
How is she?
She's great. We had a really lovely tea party actually.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, she sent me her driver and everything.
Was it
wonderful.
Before or after 12?
Actually, it was before. It was long
that's
tea party.
Boring when it's before 12, isn't it?
Oh, no, I think she's on Bubbles then.
Yeah.
And then she's on the G&Ts after 12.
Oh, yeah, see, I'd want to be there after 12. Okay, so tell us, what did you get?
So, quite cute. So the Queen and Prince Philip are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary this year, which is their platinum wedding anniversary. And a really sweet story about her engagement ring has come out.
Oh, how lovely.
So it's a 3-carat diamond ring which is surrounded by 10 other diamonds around it.
Yeah.
And basically it's made from Prince Philip's mother's tiara that she wore on her wedding day, which has kind of come from all her predecessors. So she was like, look, take this ring and take it apart and make a ring fit for a queen.
Hang on a second. Take the tiara and pull it apart and make the ring.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So he designed it and everything. And it's a specially made ring just for her.
I don't know how I'd feel about my tiara being dismantled.
I don't think... It's for your daughter's wedding.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on. That just went over our heads for a second
it
there,
did.
Producer Layla. What do you mean, your tiara?
Wasn't she wearing a tiara? Is it a tiara and it's been turned into a ring?
It's Prince Alice of Battenberg. It's her tiara.
Princess Alice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was deconstructed for the Queen.
Yeah. Have you got a tiara floating around at the Price Manor?
No.
You don't?
Price Manor.
It's more the Price Lodge, let's be honest.
Is it a lot? Yeah. are you planning on having a tiara for your wedding?
No. I had that for my Year 12 ball and I still regret it.
I didn't really know what a tiara is, to be honest.
It's just like a little crown that goes on your head.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get married, are you just going to have the veil thing and then you pull it back? What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The veil.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With a little kind of slide or a headpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Classy.
That's
nice
that she did that.
Yeah.
I have another question if you were there for the garden party. Mm-hmm. Are the cucumber sandwiches, do they have the crust cut off?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I've always wanted to know that.
And is it mayonnaise or is it salad cream?
Oh, I think it's personal preference.
Oh, they would have two options, I'd imagine.
Oh, did Queenie have both?
Yeah.
Oh.
Variety is the spice of life, Pricey.
Oh, see, I don't know how much variety Queenie has in her day.
Well, I don't know. She manages to mix up three different types of drinks in one day.
Yeah, there was very little eating involved. The Harry and Pricey
Podcast. Pricey Scandal. So Nicole Kidman revealed that her winning the Emmy felt way better than when she won her Oscar. Oh, should I say that again?
Oh, I got what you meant.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, she felt happier winning the Emmy than the Oscar.
Yeah, because when she won the Oscar, she'd just broken up with Tom Cruise. Her personal life wasn't so great. She wasn't feeling awesome.
Ugh, Tom Cruise.
I know. I can't even imagine them being together anymore.
Remember they did that movie, Eyes Wide Shut?
Yuck.
Did you ever
see
that?
The Kubrick one?
Ugh.
Yeah, it was weird.
So weird.
It was so weird. But Days of Thunder. Film.
Great movie.
Good film.
Excellent.
Yeah. But yeah, so she was saying that when she won the Emmy, obviously everything was better and she is married to Keith Urban and her family was around. So she just enjoyed it a lot more. Take a listen.
Which was sweeter, winning the Oscar or winning the Emmys? Or is there a difference in that feeling?
I have to say, when I won my Oscar, I was probably not in a great place in my life. I didn't have a partner to share it with. I was flailing emotionally and personally. So to win an Emmy and be in love and have my family and it's amazing. Because Keith and I were able to go home, and I always said when I won my Oscar, I went home and I was alone, and I sort of ordered some room service, and that was it, which I know is like, oh. But there's something incredible about going home and going, babe, we did it. and that's what we did.
Oh, Nicole, she melts my heart.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised you're like, ugh, Keith, because you love Nicole.
I do love Nicole.
Mm.
But I don't mind Keith Urban, to be honest with you.
I love Keith.
Good
on
him.
He's great. He's a good guy.
He gives short guys hope.
He does.
Yeah.
He does give short guys hope. But Nicole Kidman's so tall.
Yeah.
So he probably is pretty tall, but Nicole Kidman's even taller.
I would imagine that after you win an Oscar, you would go out and party, but she just went home and ordered room service.
Yeah, I know.
It's so sad.
Well, because she's a fantastic actor. She doesn't do it for the parties and the fame. She does it for the art and the craft.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
She's an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like most people do for their jobs, but some people don't. They do it for
the parties.
We
don't know what it's like, but it'd be nice to do it for the art and the craft. One day.
Madonna, she flew economy from London to Lisbon.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, passengers on the flight couldn't believe their eyes. They kept on taking all these photos of her and, well, the flight cost her £42, which I'm guessing is about 210 dirhams.
They're
so why wouldn't you?
Seven, but I think they up it with the taxes.
Yeah. They're like a £7 flight. Yeah. And then before you know it, you slapped with the tax.
Well, they charge you extra for baggage.
They do too.
I know. I booked all the stuff at the end of the year, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going well.
My £7 flight ended up being about 400.
Here's a picture of Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
She's just chilling. At least she got a window seat and she got an emergency exit seat as well.
That annoys me so much.
That does annoy you because you're so tall.
Seriously.
And then you see little small people on those.
You get on a flight and people like Madonna, who are 4 feet, or someone like you, producer Layla as well, 5 foot, they're in the exit row.
Yeah, I had that seat on my way to London.
See?
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
You must have to fold yourself up. How do you get back into those economy seats, Harry?
You know why? That's why I stand at the galley half the flight.
I would too. You're too tall.
And all the cabin crew, they're kind of like, you're right, sir. You're right. And then by the third time, I know they're saying, are you right? Get back to your seat.
Yeah, they're like, get out of the way. You're a hindrance.
Yeah.
It's like when you get into my Ford Fiesta, I'm like, oh, he's not going to fit into here today. Your knees are around your ears.
Whenever Harry gets in anyone's car, the seats are always pushed way back.
I'll tell you what, now I'm getting a little jealous of Keith Urban. Kind of wish I was short.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Harry and Pricey's Masquerade Mystery Tour. I know you
want it. Come along to our Masquerade Mystery Tour, November the 16th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to tour around the Grosvenor House Hotel and just have a lot of fun with masks on.
You're going to have to sign an NDA, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, just warning.
Hang on, what is the NDA going to say?
It's like a...
You can't talk about what happens on tour stays on tour kind of deal.
100% pricey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically our weekends, isn't it?
Oh, not this weekend. I left brunch early. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's why you didn't have to sign it.
Yeah, that's a good point. But we want you there. And we're also going to sort you out for dinner at Buddha Bar for you to have a bit of a reconnaissance mission before you come on the tour.
Yeah, you can check it out, see if you like it, come along before you come to the Masquerade Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
We guarantee you are going to like it because everything in the Grosvenor House is stunning.
I love that place.
Me too.
We got you to text through Mystery and your name to 4009. We made it super easy for you to get a place on the tour. And who have we got on the line? Because I've forgotten already.
It's Jody.
Jody.
Hi.
You're coming along, babe. Sorry, I just have short-term memory loss. So just forgot your name momentarily.
It's okay. That's awesome.
Jody, you and a friend coming along to our Masquerade Mystery Tour. We're going to tour around all of Grosvenor House. And every time we get to a new destination, you're going to have to go up to Harry and introduce yourself again.
That's fine.
I believe there was a discussion about like magical mystery name tags. I added the magical mystery part to it. It's just name tags. For old Harry.
No, we're not going
kinda
around.
Kind of takes away the mystery of it, doesn't it?
We're wearing masks and then wearing a name tag. We're like those losers that go on like tours and you have to have a flag up like, and you put your little panel
on. Oh, the Dubai Mall tours, yeah. This is the banking district. Those tours are lame, by the way. So don't worry, you won't have to wear a name tag. I'll commit your name to memory.
Awesome. Okay. Cool.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Harry and Pricey's Shower Thoughts.
All right, this is where we share with you a thought that we've had from our brains, sometimes in the shower, for you to ponder for the rest of the evening. This one is pretty good. I've been thinking a lot about the future of different words. So, for instance, you know how things used to be described as cool? You would say radical.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Cowabunga. Mm-hmm. They were kind of cool.
Tubular.
Maybe.
You're talking the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle days.
Yeah, but that's how people used to describe things.
True.
I'm calling it now, and I wanted to use this medium as a record of me calling it.
Yeah.
The words that are going to make a comeback for next year. Mm-hmm. Bodacious.
Bodacious. I love bodacious.
Yeah.
That is also a TMNT reference.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Totally bodacious, dude.
Do you know how I remember this? Because my brother, he must have been... Well, they were big when he was young.
Right.
And he had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle party, but my mum handmade the invitations and she had the turtles and she wrote those captions.
Oh,
so
that's
she
so
had
sweet.
Like bodacious and cowbunga and yeah. And I still remember it.
Yeah. These were like pieces of paper that got sent out to letterboxes. Didn't occur on Facebook.
Yeah.
However, every invite.
Yeah, no Facebook invite, like a proper invitation in a envelope in the mail.
Correct.
Yeah.
The other word that I would like to see make a comeback for next year, that I think will make a comeback for next year, to describe something cool, swell.
Oh, nah.
That's so lame.
Swell is like what a posh person would say. Oh, that's swell.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, apologies for, you know, trying to inject a bit of class into our vernacular, which at the moment is fairly rudimentary.
I think it's bodacious.
What's bodacious?
Our vocabulary.
All right. I just want to go home now.
Swell. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.